When a person with COVID-19 is admitted to the hospital, they're almost always by themselves. Their aloneness has become one of the defining characteristics of the coronavirus pandemic. People are dying alone, without the physical comfort of family or friends. Clayton Dalton is a physician in the emergency department at Mass General Hospital. He's been thinking about what it means for his patients and for the rest of us.
A couple of weeks ago, on the first warm day of spring, my fiancée and I met up with her parents for a walk near Walden Pond. We wore masks and kept our distance. Even though we've been checking in regularly over Zoom since the pandemic began, those hours together, in person, boosted our spirits for days. We passed a small pond, and the grasses and reeds were alive with toad song. The soft, echoing chorus reminded me of the steady background hum of monitors and alarms in the emergency department where I work as a physician. It made me think about the patients we've cared for and of how alone they've been. Visitors haven't been allowed in the hospital for weeks, and the hallways and patient rooms feel a little quieter without them. One of our first COVID-19 patients was a healthy 49-year-old lawyer. He was profoundly ill, and his prospects for recovery were grim. His wife was allowed to visit because his doctors thought it might be the last time she'd see him alive. As he lay in a coma, she sat at his bedside and held his hand, talking to him through her full suit of PPE. Within days, his health began to improve. Eventually, after 32 days on the ventilator, he was breathing on his own again. Physical proximity and touch is a difficult phenomenon to study as a part of the healing process, but its power seems undeniable. And yet so few of our COVID patients feel that tactile comfort from loved ones. Instead, we've been relying on mobile technology like iPads mounted to IV poles, and some of my colleagues have used their phones to record messages from patients before we intubate them. It's something to offer this small dignity, but I can't help but believe we're all feeling the absence of real intimacy. When Thoreau was in the woods, he asked, "What do we want most to dwell near to?" The perennial source of our life was his answer, as the willow stands near the water and sends out its roots in that direction. The perennial source for Thoreau, for a while, was nature. I delight in nature's splendor, but for me, the perennial source is human connection and all of the richness it entails. That's what fortified my fiancé and I for days after our walk in the woods. With proximity, we could send out roots in each other's direction.
Clayton Dalton is a resident physician in the emergency department at Mass General Hospital. He's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Find his essay and thousands of others at WBUR.org.